Thanks. I'm happy to be here. My name is Matt Franks. I'm an associate principal at AirUp, based in the Bay Area, and I lead our West geography, the way we term it, lighting design team. So we do daylighting and electric lighting design on all types of projects. AirUp is a multidisciplinary engineering design consulting firm. That's got offices globally. And the lighting discipline that we do is a small part of all the different services we provide. One of the benefits of being part of a company like AirUp is that we work on multidisciplinary projects with lighting designers, with facade engineers, with mechanical engineers, with electrical engineers. They're really trying to provide an integrated design solution for types of projects. AirUp has committed to assessing the life cycle carbon of all its projects. So that's a process we're embarking on. And I'll talk a little bit about how we see ourselves from the lighting design standpoint. AirUp sees itself, our lighting design practice, as a sort of technically based but very creative design service that we work with different types of clients on different projects. We've got about 10 designers on the West Coast, about 30 in the US, and about a little over 100, I think, globally that work specifically in lighting and daylighting design. And when we think about lighting design, it's not just like putting lights on the ceiling or just like measuring, analyzing daylight. It's all aspects of how you experience space from a perceptual standpoint. So really broadening how we think of lighting as an element of the experience in the built environment. And in our process, we really try and think of what we call 24-hour design and daylight as a primary illuminant in the space, and electric lighting to supplement that when needed, and of course at night when it's obviously needed. So not just focusing on one thing or the other, but thinking of them as an integrated element in the built environment. And even at nighttime, thinking of what is needed when we don't have daylight, how we experience space, both interior and exterior, is different, at dusk, in the early evening, after midnight. So really like trying to gear our solutions towards the needs of specific environments, specific places, cities, buildings. Some of my experience, I've been lucky in that I've been had the ability to work on a lot of really great projects. Just a few examples of the types of projects that we do. It really runs the gamut. I've been lucky in that I've worked on a lot of museums, and also really specifically daylit museums, which is quite a complicated subject, bringing in daylight to spaces that have sensitive artwork. A project I worked on in New York. I moved to the Bay Area about 2 years ago, and before that, I was in New York for about 20 years. The Fulton Center is a project where we brought daylight into actually like three levels down into the New York City subway system, as a sort of wayfinding element. Obviously, we can get too much daylight down there. Other types of projects, aviation, performing arts, commercial, so all sorts of different types of things. So I'm really excited to hear what everyone has to say here and contribute what I can to the discussion.